Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This deal does absolutely nothing to solve the problem. All it does is delay the problem and does absolutely nothing to solve our deficit. I think it's sad that people actually think this is a win by some people when it actually it just delays the inevitable. And this president has shown that he's not going to negotiate on the things he believes in. He will not negotiate. And it's funny to me that a group of senators and congressmen are labeled extremists and are labeled terrorists for standing up for our Constitution.
There's a caller who says the deal that ended the shutdown and raised the debt ceiling wasn't a solution to our problems at all. The deal to end the shutdown is the top item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're actually going to count up from number 1 to number 10 in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. The top 10 talk hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs, talk radio hosts, talk radio stations all across the country, as does the staff at Steffen Multimedia to put together our list every week. So at number 10, the Redskins and that controversy over their name. Let me review the whole list here, actually. Number 9, the terrorist interrogation, that Libyan terrorist. You remember that story? It's probably, I hear the guy's pretty sick. At number 8, the gas price you are paying at the pump. At number 7, the Supreme Court, not much discussion of this, actually, and I don't know why, not as much as I thought there was going to be. Supreme Court and affirmative action, number 7. Backlash against the NSA, man, this is going to continue. Hopefully there'll be some big changes. That's number 6. Number 5, the Florida bullying case, those two girls that basically were responsible for this youngster hanging herself and the police thinking that it was time to get her, the older of the two anyway, behind bars. State of the Republican Party, number 4. Number 3, implementation of the health care system, or a new law anyway. Debt limit, number 2, and the deal to end the shutdown is number 1. Host Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy talking to political commentator T.J. Walker about the winners and losers in the shutdown debt ceiling debate the last couple of weeks.
We know somebody's going to claim victory here. I'm still on the fence as to whether it's really a victory for anybody. Is there a victor here?
Yes, and you don't need to take my word for it. Basically, you can listen to Lindsey Graham, John McCain, a lot of conservative Republicans in the Senate, but also every single mainstream commentator. This is a huge, huge victory for the Democrats, the polls, and Obama. The polls reflect that. Number one, approval ratings for Obamacare are up about 10% from a couple of weeks ago. Number two, the unfavorable rating of both the Tea Party and the Republican Party are at all-time highs. Number three, the benchmark potential polling for House races next year show a huge jump up for Democrats. Number four, a whole lot, I know this is going to sound strange to a number of talk radio listeners, but there are a whole lot of liberal Democrats, progressive Democrats, who don't really like Obama because they think he's wishy-washy, too moderate, mm-hmm. caves in to Republicans too often. So they really have a newfound respect for him for not negotiating on what just happened here with the debt ceiling. So it has really bolstered Obama's reputation within the party.
Why didn't the Republicans see the writing on the wall October 1st and know that they weren't going to win this?
But that's the hard part. They actually did. If you listen to the top Republican strategists coming from the Heritage Foundation and others, they say they always knew all along that nothing would stop Obamacare and nothing would happen unless the Republicans can win really big in 2016. So they did know. That's part of what's fueling the negativity towards the Republicans, that this was all futile. This was all sort of a scam to raise money from activists through scare emails. It was all something to generate ratings for conservative talk shows. And that's, I mean, that's really what's eating away a lot of people, that everyone knew what was going to happen.
TJ, what about fear of the unknown? How much do you think that played into the decision of some Republican lawmakers to vote in favor of ending the shutdown?
I think the bigger fear is that many of them had every single top contributor and fundraiser and say, look, if you do this, you could destroy my business. You could create an economic meltdown 10 times greater than Lehman Brothers. I will never fund you again. If I do fund anybody, it will be against your opponent. I think that is what drove a lot of Republicans.
Coming up, more on the shutdown deal when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Counting up from number 1 to number 10, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Hooray! The deal to end the shutdown, number 1 this week. Let's listen from our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to host John Murphy talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the reasons why he voted no on the bill to reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling.
You voted no in a vote that went 81 to 18 and then went out of the House, and now we move on from here. This is really just staving off the inevitable, which we're going to be right back at this tap dance, aren't we, coming up in January and early February?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tired old phrase, but it really is kicking the can down the road. And I know some Democrats are crowing about victory here, but to me, this is just a loss for America. It's in particular a loss for future generations. We found out President Obama, the Democrats in Congress are happy to increase the debt burden on our kids and grandkids without adding or enacting anything on that debt ceiling increase that would actually instill some fiscal discipline or reform the main drives of our debt and deficit. So that's why in the end I voted no. I just I cannot do that to our future generations without at least extracting some measure of fiscal discipline.
Would the outcome have been, in your viewpoint, would the outcome have been any different, say, for instance, that this was done 3-4 weeks ago, that if this, I refer to it as governance by belligerence, because that's kind of where we're at here with this brinksmanship and, you know, this challenges and 11th hour and all this sort of thing. If we had worked on this and been able to work on this and not have some obstruction on both sides going on, do you think we could have solved this earlier?
Well, first of all, we have to start solving these problems. And of course, I'm pretty much on the record as having been opposed to the whole defund strategy. Not because I don't want to defund Obamacare. I'm absolutely 100% share the goal of repealing and defunding Obamacare, you know, limiting its damage on our economy. But, you know, what we really have to do is we have to, pass some good government piece of legislation. And there's two that could avoid all these future crises, but also set us up with the type of leverage we need to actually start imposing some fiscal discipline on this place. Well, let me quick mention two of them. And I was pushing for this as part of this agreement. The first one is, I refer to it as the No More Shutdowns Ever bill. There's a version in the Senate with Rob Portman and a version in the House called James Lankford. And what it does is, if you can't pass appropriation bills, and by the way, guys, in the Senate, we haven't passed one appropriation bill now in 2 years. Just kind of shows the dysfunction of this place. But if we're at a moment like this, you're not going to shut down government. You fund it, or you fund any agency that doesn't have an appropriation bill at the current levels. If you can't come up with a prioritized appropriation bill in 120 days, you drop the funding level 1%. I think it's another 60 days, you drop it another 1%. It's that kind of financial control that you have to impose on this broken process. And then, so that deals with funding of the government and government shutdowns. In terms of the debt ceiling, there is no reason whatsoever for anybody to be talking about default on any of the federal government debt, or quite honestly, any of our obligations. So you can actually pass something called a no-default bill, a full faith and credit bill that will actually prioritize spending, give the president the flexibility he needs. Because, guys, let's face it, even with the $3.6 trillion budget we have, that's what we're going to spend this year, 80% of that is already covered by revenue. There's no reason to threaten default whatsoever. That is scaremongering. That's highly responsible behavior on the part of this president and this administration.
Here's talk host Nancy Kamen talking to Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania about the reasons he voted yes on the shutdown deal.
The vote came down to, I guess, they had to violate that Hastert rule, and it looks like some of the Republicans joined all of the Democrats to vote to raise the debt ceiling and also get government back to work. You were one of those Republicans who voted in favor. Can you let your constituents know your thinking?
Yes, sure, Nancy. I've been very clear from day one. I was against the shutdown, and I was also against any chance of defaulting on our debt payments, on a debt ceiling. I didn't think it was good for the economy. I have made the case that we should not have shut the government down and really had the battle and negotiations in whether or not to raise the debt limit and try to get some kind of negotiations about our spending, get focused on really on what our problems were. Unfortunately, the fight started in the CR. The government was shut down. I was one of a few Republicans that got together. Actually, it was very clear to me that partisanship and not problem solving was dominating all of the discussions, and we were able to find some like-minded leaders on both sides. There were 39 of us, Democrats and Republicans, who began meeting to find solutions, and this was during the CR shutdown, the shutdown of the government, and we had come to an agreement,
but
I thought we could have got the government open and avoided much of this pain.
At first, you were saying that you would have voted for a clean CR, and there was a lot of pressure on John Boehner to bring that forward for a vote, and then it seems some of those members changed their mind. You were one of those who then said you wanted that medical device tax as a part of it, and you didn't get that.
Right. You know, things were changing very quickly, as you can imagine. There were positions were changing by the hour, not even by the day, as we were trying to find solutions. And I didn't want the government shutdown. I thought it was bad. I didn't think that was the place for the Obamacare argument. However, that's what happened. I never had an opportunity to vote on anything other than that. I voted three times to try to keep the government open. But 2 days after I said I would vote for a clean CR, I was able to find some other leaders on the Democrat side who also opposed the medical device tax. And I thought this was really the answer to stop this madness, where people on both sides could agree on something and get the government back to work. And that was how my position then went to, we could end this. There's enough people here to do it.
Up next, we'll shift the focus to the debt limit, and the focus will be on the health care bill when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, E-Foods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Mr. Doug Steffen, and we're up to number 2 on this week's countdown, the debt limit. Host Tony Cruz talking to CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about the Treasury Department saying it would have been catastrophic if we had not raised the debt ceiling this week.
You say catastrophic's a pretty scary word. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Catastrophic is what the Treasury Department said last week. They said this is going to be catastrophic if we go to the debt ceiling. I think that catastrophic for me is sort of like, wow, asteroids are hurtling towards Earth. That's catastrophic. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to use that word in this particular situation. But let's just say it's going to be bad if we keep doing this. To remind you, where we stand here is that this is not about the government shutdown. It's about the debt ceiling, the total amount that the government is allowed to borrow at any given time. And Treasury is coming to Congress and saying, hey, you guys, you lawmakers and the president signed budgets and funded the government and put these obligations on the Treasury. And we're paying the bills. You voted for this. You said you wanted it. We need to pay the bills. We don't have enough money coming in, so we need to borrow more money to pay the bills. And unless we do that, we will not have enough money to do things like pay for Social Security checks or pay the interest on the debt. Mm-hmm. So as a result, they're saying, please raise the debt ceiling. This small group of members in the House, first they talked about the government shutdown with Obamacare. They've shifted, and the big pivot this week was, okay, you don't get a debt ceiling increase unless we get some concessions on the debt and the deficit going forward. Loggerheads on that.
Why hasn't it had the bigger impact, I guess, I was thinking was going to happen.
You know, interesting. I think that a lot of people really were sort of saying, a lot of traders I speak to is like, we kind of seen this before. We've seen this whole deal go down, and we think that they're going to come to a deal. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they don't want to get short. They don't want to, you know, be bet against the stock market.
Implementation of the health care bill, number 3 on the countdown. What a mess. Probably as much as we need to say about that. Host Dave Ross here with Michael Marchand from Washington's Healthcare Benefit Exchange. They discussed the increasing number of successful signups. Gee, a victory. Some people have actually signed up for this thing. Let's find out how that happened.
People, thousands of them, have managed to figure it out.
Nearly 25,000 residents have enrolled in health coverage since we went live on October 1st. And the more impressive number for us is that an additional 37,000 residents have actually completed the online application, and that is just awaiting payment due in December. So we're very, very excited to see this jump in the numbers. Also, you know, our site has seen more than 1 million total site visits and more than 5.5 million page views. So the interest is continuing to be there, and we're really happy to see people in the state taking advantage of the opportunity.
Now, how do we know how many of these never had health insurance before? Do you have any idea how many of those have been attracted by these health exchanges?
We don't have those numbers quite yet. I will say this, though. The Medicaid newly eligible population accounts for a little more than half of the 24,000, almost 25,000 that we've seen. So that's the new population that's part of the expansion that the state undertook. So it's quite possible that those people may have never had insurance in the past and have been able to go to Washington Health Plan Finder and determine that their eligibility actually qualifies them for free insurance. So we're very excited about that. But we should be having more numbers out about the Young Invincibles and other groups, whether they've had insurance or were underinsured. Those will be coming up in the next few weeks after we get some more solid data.
Okay. But it's fair to say that the bulk of the business is people getting those free Medicaid policies because the income threshold has been raised under Obamacare.
Yeah. You know, what we're looking at is probably, I mean, for the most part, the bulk of people who are going to be looking for insurance at this time will likely qualify for free insurance more so than those that would receive financial assistance. That being said, we figured out that probably more than 90% of those who are of the 1 million who are currently uninsured, they're going to receive financial help in one way or another, whether it's free or through tax credits.
State of the Republican Party and the Florida bullying case. In the focus, next topics, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The weekend of Friday, the 18th of October, up to number 4 in the countdown as we get into the second half hour of this hour. If you're a Republican, what do you think of the state of your party? Host Vicki McKenna says everybody needs to get over what's happened during the past couple of weeks and focus on what the Republicans' goals ought to be instead of being angry.
Did anybody think this wasn't going to happen? It had to happen. That eventually the debt ceiling was going to be exceeded, and eventually the budget impasse was going to end. It was all a matter of trying to figure out what to get out of the commitment to a painful political strategy of shutdown. It was going to happen. A whole bunch of angry people screaming, I am never writing another check to the RNC. Okay, fine. Now what are we going to do? There are some things we can do. Because Obamacare didn't go away. Because the attention on Obamacare didn't go away. If you need a week to rage, take it. If that's what you need. If you need to scream about how everybody but you is the perfect conservative, do it. Then get over it and try to figure out a way to form a coalition that can push back against Obamacare. Because I'm going to tell you something. Calling people a-holes is not going to convince them to join you in your quest to fight Obamacare, if that is in fact your quest. And that's my question to the conservatives who are really angry. And I'm an angry conservative. But what's your goal? What's your goal here? Is your goal to purify the Republican Party? Count me out, because I don't care. But if your goal is to try at least right now to stop Obamacare, there are some things we can do. Assuming that at least a coalition for a short period of time can be formed to that end. But if you need a week to rage or a month to rage, or you are entirely incapable of not being able to confine your rage, okay. Everybody else has to figure out how to create coalitions that can stop this law.
Florida bullying case, number 5 in the countdown. Host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Florida reporter Will Althoff about the arrest of these two teenagers who bullied another girl into committing suicide, and then they bragged about it.
Polk County, Florida, have arrested two young girls, ages 14 and 12, charged with bullying, both at school and online. leading to the suicide of 12-year-old Rebecca Sedgwick. Tell us more about this horrible case.
Well, what police are saying is that the bullying has gone on for almost a year. They're saying back in 2012 this apparently started, and Rebecca Sedgwick, as you said, she committed suicide after being bullied by what cops are saying is about 15 girls, and it all happened online. Two girls have been arrested, aged 12 and 14, in the case. The sheriff, Grady Judge, has said that he holds the parents, as well as those teens, responsible for this incident, and blamed the parents for not really being on top of their kids and their use of social media.
Well, while this was going on in school and online, do you know if any teachers were aware? Did they, or did parents complain?
No word about any of that. I know that Rebecca's mother has spoken out saying that she was aware of what was going on and tried to encourage her child, Rebecca, to, you know, try and keep her head up and try to get past it, but it really, really hurt her inside and led to this incident where she jumped off a tower at an abandoned concrete plant, and she just seemed to not be able to take it after a while. And like I said, it had gone on for about a year, and, you know, 15 girls were involved.
What are the girls charged with, and what are the parents charged with?
Well, the parents haven't been charged, but the girls are being charged with stalking. No other charges really have been announced, but the sheriff, as I said, feels like those parents are partially responsible. He doesn't know if he's going to be able to charge them with anything yet, but because they were not really monitoring their kids online and their activities in this bullying incident, he feels like they should pay some sort of price as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't think there's anything to charge them? Any law? Is that
so far, no. I guess they're still working on the case to find out if there is anything to charge them with, but so far, no charges against the parents.
And what's the penalty for stalking for the girls?
From what they're saying, the girls might not even serve any jail time as a result of this charge, partially because they are first-time offenders, that they have no record previous to this, so they wouldn't face any sort of jail time, maybe a fine of some sort, but that's about it.
Okay, Will, you said a bunch of kids were involved in this, but only two were arrested. What about the rest of them?
No word yet. They just know that these two, one of the girls that they arrested yesterday actually admitted to the torment that they were, the bullying that was happening online. She posted some things online admitting that she had bullied the girl, and that's what led cops to her. But they said, like I said, about 15 girls involved with this. No word yet if they're going to try to go after any of those other girls as well.
Up next, the NSA, the Supreme Court, and the price you're paying for gasoline on the way as we move up the Talk Radio Countdown ladder this week.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Doug Steffen here with the number six item on this week's countdown, the backlash, which continues, and this is appropriate, obviously, NSA, more interesting information coming from Mr. Snowden. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to Robert Ellis Smith from the Privacy Journal about the international concerns regarding the Internet in relationship to the NSA and the NSA's surveillance techniques.
What do you think about this? I'm reading here a recent revelation about NSA. In Brazil, they've reacted to recent disclosures about NSA surveillance by proposing a redesign of the Internet architecture. The goal would be to give governments more control how the Internet operates within their own borders. Is that a possibility or is that just hyperbole?
Well, I think it's a possibility, and it has pluses and minuses to it. I wonder whether countries outside of the United States really have the technology to develop a separate system. I suppose the good news is that in Europe and increasingly in Latin America, also in Canada, Australia, you have this highly developed protection for privacy, and much more protection for children, for instance, on the Internet in those countries, and that would maybe be a plus in many ways. Secondly, the companies that really have their way with American legislatures like Facebook and Microsoft and Google don't have as much influence in European capitals. They have some, but that American-style lobbying that has a stranglehold, I think, on our legislatures is not totally true in Europe. On the other hand, you know, one strength of the Internet for all of us has been that has not been bureaucratized, and has not been government-run, and it's been totally free. Many people say it's Wild West frontier. In many ways, it was early on. We still know, you know, it's loaded with porn, it's loaded with fraud, it's loaded with bad actors. But the alternative to that, a government-run system, I think not only could bring on censorship, but could bring on a real stale attitude in the Internet that would take away most of its life.
In a meeting in Uruguay last week, I read that the ICANN president actually praised the Brazilian president, quote, for her leadership, and personally backed her effort to challenge the United States in Internet governance issues. Is that a bit of a surprise that the ones that give up our domain names and at least have a little bit of control are saying, yeah, it's a good idea?
Well, not from my perspective. I think ICANN is kind of a eccentric organization, and so you never know what's going to come out of them. I think they've failed on many counts to come up with sensible policies. It can really be compared to the American Congress right now. So it doesn't surprise me that ICANN might endorse some unorthodox foreign leader.
The Supreme Court in affirmative action, number seven on the countdown. Here's host Frank Beckman with Jennifer Gratz. They discuss the Supreme Court looking into her case in Michigan to decide whether states can have the right to ban affirmative action.
What did you hear in court that either made you feel better about your case or worse about it?
Well, I am confident, even more confident than I was before the arguments, that the Supreme Court will uphold the will of the people and say that the people of Michigan do have a right to amend their state constitution and command that equal treatment under the law, discrimination, special preferences for none, is perfectly constitutional. What surprised me, and I say this, I didn't expect very much out of BAM's argument, but Shanta Driver, who argued on behalf of the radical group by any means necessary, our opposition, she just outright embarrassed herself in court. She stood before the court and she asked the court to bring the 14th Amendment back to its original purpose, which she said is to protect minority rights against a white majority, which did not occur in this case. And she went on to talk about how the 14th Amendment is, it was only written for minorities, that it does not apply to anyone else. And I just can't imagine where she got her law degree from, because I've met high school students that have a better command on the law than
well,
she
in
does.
Fact, Justice Antonin Scalia asked her when she made this argument to name, quote, any case of ours in which the court reached such a holding. Was she able to name one?
No, she was not. I don't know how she prepared for the case. I know that Solicitor General John Birch from the Michigan Attorney General's office, he prepared for weeks, months for this case, and he did a phenomenal job. I think she prepared by, you know, standing with a bullhorn in front of kids, and it's a, you know, completely different world to be arguing in front of the Supreme Court versus protesting in front of the Supreme Court. She really did embarrass herself.
All right, so Scalia went on to say, and I'm going to quote here, "We've held that the 14th Amendment protects all races. I mean, that was the argument in the early years, that it protected only the blacks, but I thought we rejected that. However, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, the Equal Protection Clause is a protection for minorities, quote, and so the view then was we use strict scrutiny when the majority is disadvantaging the minority." She sounded like she sympathized with Shanta Driver.
Yeah, Justice Ginsburg and Justice Sotomayor, I think that they sympathize with the argument to BAM, which I think actually reflects very poorly on them. You know, the fact is the people of Michigan voted to do away with any sort of classification with respect to race at the University of Michigan and other universities across the state. The voters decided that we would treat people equally.
Number eight on the countdown, the price you're paying for gasoline. Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to Greg Leskowski from GasBuddy.com about whether this drop in gas prices is about to come to an end.
I think I saw somewhere on Twitter, perhaps, that prices are now turning around and going back up. Is that the case?
Unfortunately, Jack, it is. But we don't see this as a long-term trend. This is kind of just a temporary detour.
A bump.
Since October 4th, we've actually seen Gulf Coast wholesale prices go up by about 14 cents a gallon. And in other parts of the country, we've seen similar increases. California has had the highest increase at about 20 cents a gallon. But those increases aren't necessarily translating into parallel increases in the price at the pump. What we're seeing is just much smaller increases. In fact, in Tampa, over the past week, the price has gone up about 5 cents a gallon. So we're not expecting a 14-cent increase in retail prices. We may see a little bit more increase over the next week or so. But I think by Halloween, we're probably going to see these prices continue the long-term decline that's more customary at this time of year.
Greg, is that flex fuel E85 that is so cheap at $2.99 a gallon, that's the one that's 40% ethanol?
I think what you're actually seeing is the regular 87 octane, you know, at some of those low prices. And I know I can tell you that Jack mentioned that you have a couple stations at $3.05 a gallon. In Tampa today, the lowest price we see is a BP at West Hillsborough and Town and Country Boulevard at $3.09 a gallon.
$3.09, so the $2.99 gas was very short-lived.
It was, but at the time, I should tell you that there were 18 states that had gas stations at below $3 a gallon at that time, and I think we're going to continue to see the number of states in that ballpark increase. We're going to see quite a few more stations below $3 a gallon, I would say, by mid-November.
Up next, the terrorist interrogation and the Redskins, next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Doug Steffen, in the air, on the air, and up to number 9 on the countdown, the Libyan terrorists' interrogation. Bill Hemmer talks to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who says that Anas al-Libi, the Libyan terrorist captured a couple of weeks ago, ought to have been taken directly to Gitmo instead of being brought into New York City.
You were very serious last week in that you thought the Americans had to hold this man at sea for not weeks, but months and beyond. Explain.
The bringing al-Libi back to the United States, arraigning him under a pending indictment in federal court, is the epitome of the Obama administration's approach to the war on terrorism. That is, that we should handle it as a law enforcement matter. That what al-Libi has done over the years is nothing more than a series of bank robberies. What this means, I think, is that al-Libi is going to use this criminal trial as a forum for propaganda for his own cause. I don't think he's going to give us any new information. I think it's very doubtful in the week or a little bit over a week he was on that Navy ship that he broke his own discipline to reveal any new information. If anything, he was probably giving us disinformation. I think this represents a huge loss for the United States
in the war on terror. You don't think there's any possibility this guy was taken into captivity, got scared, and started singing like a bird?
There's a chance of it, and the sun may not come up tomorrow either. You know, he knows from frequent proclamations by the Obama administration, they just couldn't wait to read him his Miranda rights. They weren't going to do anything that might offend his sensibilities in terms of the way they interrogated him. And his discipline comes from his religious fanaticism. So I think the odds are the best we got was stuff that we already knew or disinformation, which I would actually worry about more than if he had simply remained silent.
It's a good point. There's a lot of disinformation, you know, over the interrogation of the past 10 to 12 years. But we thought they would interrogate him for weeks, and apparently he has bad health, identified as having hepatitis, and the report suggests that he refused food and water. And that's the reason why his interrogation was cut short. What do you think of that, if true?
poor baby. You know, there are excellent medical facilities at Guantanamo Bay, and I'm sure that the doctors there could have gotten him back into good shape very quickly. You know, this is a fundamental philosophical choice for Americans. Do you think that the threat of international terrorism can be handled the way we handle robberies of the local grocery store, or do you think we need to treat it as, I think is the proper way, as a war against the United States?
Number 10 item on the countdown, the Redskins name change controversy. Host Chad Hartman, Brendan Kieran, and Dan Cook talked about the ongoing debate over changing the name of the Redskins.
Daniel Snyder, who now is the longtime owner of the Washington Redskins, in an interview in the summer said, as long as I own the team, it's not going to happen.
Never change.
Never will change. Roger Goodell did this one a little bit, because remember, at first, it was, nope, you know, we're leaving it up to Daniel Snyder. He's got a better feel for what's going on. Then recently he said, if one person is offended, then we have to listen. It went to an even higher level when, in an interview with the president in the last 2 weeks, he said, if I own the team, I would change the nickname. He took some heat, too, but it wasn't like Adam. He just said, hold on, let me stop the shutdown talk. Let me talk about the Redskins. He was asked a question. Okay? And we had this conversation here. Your point, Brendan, was, as a younger person who's well aware of, you know, criticism on an ethnic basis, I get it, but I look at this only as a football nickname. I don't think of it that way. Right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yep. That's okay. Right on.
I looked at it differently and said, I get their intent. And I get that, I mean, it's almost unanimous. The people who go to a game and follow the team don't look at it with cruel intent, offering up an insult and a slur. But for me, there's no exception for this. We improve, we evolve, we change our view on a lot of things in life, right? The term Redskins is repugnant. It just flat out is. Just cement, what would we have to use for other people of different heritages, different races, different religions, which would be comparable? I think Dan's point was, let's change them all, right? Didn't you say let's get rid of them all?
Yes. And I'm on board with that. I mean, from where I stood on it, I would say I feel a lot better about it if you went to the Cleveland Indians and changed that. I mean, I think that to pick and choose is, I'm not on board with that.
So recapping the top 10 here, at number 10, the Redskins controversy, Libyan terrorist controversy is 9, price you're paying for gasoline and what we ought to be paying, there's a controversy there, number 8, controversy about affirmative action before the Supreme Court, number 7. Controversy regarding the NSA, it's number 6. Controversy about the Florida bullying case, number 5. Controversy regarding the Republicans, number 4. Controversy regarding Obamacare, number 3. Controversy on the debt limit discussions this week, number 2. And the big controversy this week, the big deal to end the shutdown, that's number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.